Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Hey, soybean farmers. Think a fungicide can't last all season? Well, the proof is in the yield. Farmers who use just one application of Revilock fungicide are seeing an increased yield of 7.3 bushels per acre over the untreated check. Revilock fungicide is a disease control powerhouse that delivers season-long protection even against tough southern diseases. See what Revilock fungicide can do for you. Ask your BASF retailer about Revilock fungicide today. Always read and follow label directions.
Your kids are already searching, looking for answers when it comes to vaping. They hear about it from friends, from the internet, but the one they need to hear about it from most is you. Tobacco, vaping, nicotine, it's all dangerous, and it's time you let them know. But if you don't know where to start, we're here to help. For tips on talking to your kids, visit talkabouttobacco.com. Brought to you by TSET.
Well, current Attorney General Gintner Drummond has announced that he does, in fact, intend to run for governor in 2026, and he got his first endorsement from the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. I had the opportunity to meet with Gintner Drummond right after the meeting to talk about the excitement.
I am absolutely humbled, and it's overwhelming that the Cattlemen's Association would come out so early. This is, 18 months before a primary that they would drive their stake in my camp and support me, and I'm flattered.
Drummond also gave us an update on the Biden litigation.
Yeah, we have 17 active lawsuits in federal court against the Biden administration. We have great confidence that the Trump administration will come in and pivot and support agriculture in Oklahoma, get the fish and wildlife off our back. He'll support production, oil and gas across the state by getting the EPA off our back. He'll withdraw the methane rule. There's so many things that were adverse on litigation side with the Biden administration that we'll have great results. But also, just on a policy side, Biden was a catch and release president, and that created an atmosphere where Oklahoma was literally invaded by over 40,000 illegal immigrants, principally from China and the Sinaloa coast of Mexico. And with those two groups of people came great crime and havoc to the state.
Anything else you'd like our farmers and ranchers to know?
Well, just know this. You've got an attorney general who is absolutely committed to rural Oklahoma. I live in Hominy, Oklahoma, Osage County. My children live in Osage County. We recognize the values that rural Oklahoma bring to Oklahoma. And I love that about my heritage and your listeners. I'm your advocate. I'm your fighter. And I intend to work my tail off to be your governor. And once you have an ag-based governor at the mansion and in the Capitol, you're going to have a friend for the next 8 years.
To hear my complete conversation with Attorney General Gintner Drummond, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, the Senate Ag Committee spent their Thursday interacting with President Trump's nominee to be the Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins. There were a few moments when Ms. Rollins was not warmly and positively interacting with senators from both sides of the aisle. Texas native spent some time detailing her days growing up in Glen Rose, Texas, being involved in 4-H and FFA before heading to Texas A&M to study ag leadership and then working for Governor Rick Perry and then later for Donald Trump in his first term. She told the committee she's excited about becoming the Trump administration's Secretary of Ag, and she pointed to the quote from Thomas Jefferson on the worth of agriculture, saying, "Agriculture is our wisest pursuit because it will, in the end, contribute most to real wealth, good morals, and happiness." To see the full committee hearing, you could go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Southwest Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, February 28th at Southwest Technology Center in Altus. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.